A video version of this podcast is available at AboundingJoy.com and also on our YouTube pages.
Remember, these earliest Christians were eyewitnesses. They had seen Jesus. They knew him before he was crucified. They knew he was crucified. They'd seen him dead. And then they'd seen him alive from the dead. They were telling people everywhere what had happened. But there were some people in that world who had despised Jesus to begin with. You remember that? During his earthly ministry. Well, those same people who were nervous about Jesus and his influence over the people, those same people who thought Jesus was an insurrectionist, you know, a troublemaker, a threat to their authority, that they thought Jesus was setting himself up maybe to be a higher authority than Rome itself. They thought he was guilty of blasphemy. Those same people who had convinced Pilate to crucify Jesus, they saw these early Christians as a very similar kind of threat. And as the early Christians began to grow in number, both those Jewish leaders and the Roman authorities got very, very nervous about these Christians. And the only solution to many authorities seemed to be to stamp them out as thoroughly as possible. And so many of these early Christians were arrested. Many were driven out of their homes, their hometowns. They fled. Many of them were caught and beaten and jailed, and many of them were killed. You may remember that Paul himself, before he became a Christian, it's what he was doing. He was part of that determined effort to stamp it out. Of course, later on, as a Christian himself, Paul experienced the other side of that. He experienced the pain inflicted by others who were still determined to stamp it out. Of course, eventually Paul was beheaded for his faith in Christ. So I'm wanting you to see that there were two very different polar opposite responses to these early Christians. Many people heard these early Christians sharing the message of Jesus, and as they listened, something within them said, "Man, you've blown it. You've sinned. You need this forgiveness that they're talking about. What these people are telling you is true. These guys are eyewitnesses. They've obviously seen the risen Christ. They're obviously willing to die rather than renounce what they've seen and heard. Jesus really did die for your sins. You need to trust Jesus." In other words, the Holy Spirit was working in the lives of many, many people all across the Roman Empire. And they were coming into the Christian community. They were becoming Christians, followers of Jesus. And then, of course, many of them were persecuted as well. We'll talk more about all this persecution later in this series. But the point I want you to see right now is this. Unless the Holy Spirit was working in the hearts of people, and he certainly was, guys, he was doing that. Many, many people all across the empire were becoming followers of Jesus. But for other people, including a lot of people who were in positions of power, the message that the Christians were bringing was very, very worrisome, troublesome. The Romans had many different gods that they worshipped. In particular, though, they worshipped the emperor. The emperor himself was their main god for many Romans. And the follower of Jesus just wouldn't cooperate with that. The followers of Jesus said, no. Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. He's God. These other gods, including the emperor, they're not really gods. They're just idols. And those idols, including the emperor, are not worthy of our worship. We're not going to worship idols. We're only going to worship the true God. Well, that attitude was just not very popular with a lot of Romans. And it caused many of the Roman leaders to simply go into a rage. That's why Herod killed James, the brother of John, in those early years of the church. Remember that? Acts chapter 12. Led to the deaths of many, many Christians. Of course, most of the first Christians were Jews, those earliest Christians. And Christians were telling the Jewish leaders a similar message. They were saying, look, you guys are trying to justify yourselves by keeping God's law that you got through Moses. That can't earn you right standing with God. It's just there to show you your sin. And they were telling these guys, we're all sinners. Jewish leaders, you got to repent too. You got to trust Jesus. He's risen from the dead. He's your only hope of salvation. It wasn't popular with many of the Jews. Many of those Jewish leaders had spent generation after generation after generation and gone on for hundreds of years turning the grace of God into legalism. And very early, it led many of those Jews, especially those Jewish leaders, to hate the Christians. So they, for example, stoned Stephen to death. That was just a year or two after the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus. Read about that in Acts chapter 7. But these early Christians just kept on telling what they had seen, even though it meant that they were persecuted and even killed because they wouldn't shut up. Because they knew, listen guys, they knew Jesus had died for their sins and had risen from the dead.